Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I flew on a Boeing 737 after the MAX 9 issue where the panel flew off mid-flight, I decided to bring a wrench with me in case I needed to bolt anything on the plane a little sturdier. Not that that's, you know, I would be able to access how to fix the bolts if I needed to. And I know some people were saying, I didn't know you could bring that on a plane. You could bring small tools. You can't bring large tools because those could be weapons. But it was actually a little play wrench. It wasn't anything that, you know, was, it wouldn't do anything. But I was not completely joking about how we might be having some issues in terms of our bolts. Well, a small plane at Buffalo Niagara International Airport lost a passenger door. Now, they were able to manage to land safely last night, but according to the FAA, they lost the left rear passenger door. FAA spokesperson said in a statement to Fox Business on Tuesday that a single-engine Diamond DA-40 aircraft, which was carrying two people, touched down around 5:30 p.m. FAA is, of course, looking at the incident. Thank God, no injuries. But what? You lost the door? The Cheektowaga Police Department told WIVB that the pilot reported losing the door while flying over Stiglmeyer Park in Cheektowaga, a few miles from the airport. Now, I hope the door didn't hit anybody. I mean, that could kill somebody coming, you know, from that height. And so they had an emergency. They had to head back. They lost their door. Was it something as simple as somebody not locking it? No, but that obviously concerns me. You know, the Alaskan Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane, that only happened a month prior, where a door plug panel blew off. That occurred on January 5th when Flight 1282 was climbing after takeoff from Oregon's Portland International Airport en route to Ontario, California. At about 1,600 feet, the door plug panel, which covers an emergency exit that's deactivated on planes with lower passenger capacity layouts, blew out. Cabin depressurized. Some passengers' items were blown out of the airliner due to depressurization. Empty seats near the hole sustained damage. Thank God no serious injuries were reported. But wow, scary stuff. And also very frightening was this plane that, you know, and this kind of confuses me, where there was a plane that just recently crashed after losing both engines. Pilot of a Bombardier Challenger 604 had been cleared to land in Naples, Florida, February 9th, when he reported dual engine failure 30 seconds before they attempted an emergency landing. This was on Interstate 75. From what I understand, they made the landing, but then they crashed into a car and both pilots died. The aircraft had struck vehicles on the busy highway. They came to a rest short of runway 23 at Naples Municipal Airport. Pilots died, sadly. And why both engines? Now, my husband's a pilot, and I'm like, I told him, I go, I don't fear his flying ability. I never have. I fear what the hell is wrong with these planes. Now, again, I understand every pilot tells me that the most dangerous part of flying is the ride to the airport, okay? It's you being in a car. That's what's dangerous about you getting into the plane, but the plane is fine. The plane, you know, that's the least dangerous part of flying. But what's going on here? Now, if it's both engines, then it might be the fuel line that, you know, but for both engines to fail, you know, the reason why you have a dual engine is so you could cover yourself and then hopefully glide down. But, you know, when I'm looking at these, and maybe it's just they're being reported more, but my worry is if it's not a pilot issue, is it a mechanic issue? Is it an engineering issue? Now, I get when the Wright brothers were first, you know, testing out flight, I get that we were learning a lot about wind speed and pressure and depressurization. But this is 2024, for crying out flipping loud. We can't keep a door on a plane. We can't keep a panel on a plane. We can't have an engine backup when one engine fails, but both engines failed, and it sounds like they failed quickly. And I'm not sure what's going on. Is it that there was a new type of metal we're using? Is it that we're changing, you know, the way we're doing our checklists? But those are three instances in under 5 weeks that we know of. There might be even more. And sadly, you know, people can die. People did die in this latest incident. And so, you know, when I get into a plane and I fly a lot, I'm very comfortable. I don't fear the flight. But, you know, that medical event where somebody started vomiting blood on the plane the other day and ended up dying, that could have been an aneurysm that ruptured. It could have been a GI bleed. It could have been an aortic dissection. So there's a few different things that could have happened with that, and sadly, he didn't make it. He died. Medical events can happen in the air, not so much from you flying, but you might have a medical condition, and then when the partial pressure of oxygen drops or a different change in pressure to your body, you might sadly have an issue. And, you know, being a doctor, I've gotten called multiple times on, you know, is there a doctor who can help? That we have a passenger in need, and but you know, something like that, there's not much you could do mid-flight. So I'm just hoping that, you know, the FAA is really on top of what's going on with these planes and the mechanics and the checklist and the engineering of it, because this shouldn't be happening. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last month we spoke about medical tax deductions. These are things that the U.S. government will allow you to write off if, let's say, you had surgery, cancer treatment, acupuncture, needed to buy a wheelchair, had mileage. In terms of driving to the doctor or, you know, going to the radiology department to get your x-rays or urgent care, that, you know, after 7.5%, of your adjustable gross income, you could write that off. And so I very clearly delineated and gave you the IRS links so you could read up and do it right. But many people out there are kind of worried about how the IRS has now been funded and have hired, what, 87,000 new auditors. And many people question, are they at higher risk of being audited if they now claim something as a deduction that they didn't before? Some of you didn't know that you could claim medical expenses after you've reached a certain threshold. Some of you are concerned about certain charitable donations. Can you write those off? When you donate a piano to a church, now, if you say the piano was worth $10,000, can you get audited? And so let's quickly talk about some red flags with IRS audits. Now, the risk of being audited, we're being told, is low. Now, even though they did hire 87,000 auditors, why did they do that? Well, one is I think they wanted to expand government. So, yeah. Number two is we do have a big problem in this country where the numbers reportedly are half of people don't pay taxes and the other half do. So for all the things the government wants to spend money on, they can't. So they need to see where money is owed and how to collect on it, especially since they don't want to collect on student loans. If they're going to lose that money not collecting on student loans, they're going to need to get it on the back end, and that would be by taxpayers. So obviously it's drawing concern because even though they promised that there was not going to be a spike in audits in those making under $400,000, there's still a percentage and a degree of audits that happen for those of us that make under $400,000. So those making above $400,000 might be at higher risk if that's why they hired the thousands of IRS auditors for. But I think they understand that there are many people that are getting under that threshold by not reporting income, and those individuals can get caught. So we have a lot of individuals who are gig workers and tip workers, and so their spending may not necessarily equate to what their reporting is income. So if you're only reporting $40,000 a year, yet, you know, you appear to be, living the high life and donating, certain amounts, larger amounts that, if you made a $2,500 donation and then you made a $5,000 donation and you're only making 50 grand or 45 grand a year, are you having other undisclosed income? So now, I'm not saying don't donate, but obviously these are things that just don't necessarily mix. Another thing that you have to be careful of is if somebody is going to say they paid you and give you a W-2 or your 1099, but your numbers don't match that, that's a red flag. So if you worked for three companies, and let's say all three companies paid you, $100,000, let's just say, okay? So they're going to say you made $300,000. You lost one of the 1099s. So you say, I only made $200,000. You could get audited. I'm not saying you're definitely going to get audited, but those are things that are pretty easy, for the computer to pick up. And not all audits mean To vote for him for the primary is all he has. Now, I think there's more, but it's kind of telling that the Democrats did not feel that, you know, the primary was that was going to change the trajectory of things, where Biden was going to win anyway, and and it's kind of fascinating what's happening on the Democratic side of things. Now, I personally think Joe Biden needs to retire. I feel bad for him. I don't want his multiple decade career to be reduced to the mistakes and cognitive deficits he's showing currently. You know, I'd rather people quit on a high note, but, you know, Democrats are doubling down on Joe Biden. On the Republican side, also some fascinating numbers. So the Nevada primary did not include Donald Trump. It did include Nikki Haley. We know that Nikki Haley did not do a lot of events in Nevada. She's concentrating on South Carolina, her home state. So we didn't expect her to do that well. But what I don't think people expected is how none of these candidates beat her. So Nikki Haley won roughly 22,000 votes. None of these candidates are already up to about 44,000. So almost double. Now, Mike Pence was 2,700 people voted for Mike Pence, which also is fascinating to me. Mike Pence, nice guy, but he's not on the ticket. So why would somebody vote 2,700 for Mike Pence? Is it because they feel he should be a part of the administration? They want to show that, you know, popularity. They want to show support for him. What were people using this primary for? Were they using it to launch the next, candidate? Or were they doing it to make a statement? But 2,700 people made a statement saying they support Mike Pence. Tim Scott, who was a front runner for vice president to be on the ticket with Donald Trump, got 950 votes. He also had John Castro, Hirsch Singh, Donald Kajornis, Heath Fulkerson. But the winner was none of these candidates. Now, I don't know how often that happens in elections. I don't remember that happening for a very long time. None of these candidates, and there were, about 43,893. So we're going to probably be at about 44,000. That means 44,000 people showed up to the primary to say, we don't want Nikki Haley. We want someone else. Now, it is assumed that that was their way of showing support for Trump. Saying, look, Trump's not on the primary, right? We want Trump, so we're going to choose none of these candidates because he's not listed. But it could also signify that people are still unhappy with who's running up against Trump. The Nevada caucus is coming up tomorrow. That's going to be telling in terms of support for Donald Trump. But I think a lot of individuals who, again, don't want to brace the rain or getting ready for Super Bowl are kind of, you know, kicking back going, look, you know, we already know what the results are. I'm not going to get out there and vote. Or I'm not going to risk putting something on a mail-in ballot that could then get, you know, stolen or somebody could then see who I voted for. A lot of people are worried about the privacy of mail-in ballots because they don't want somebody to go, oh, you see, this person is MAGA. You know, there's a lot of fear right now because of election integrity and people's privacy. So I get that. It's a cluster and a half. Mail-in ballots, as I've always said, are fantastic for those who cannot physically get to the polls, for our armed men and women, our armed services.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Back on set at Comedy Central's Daily Show, just in time for an election year.
We're going to have so much we're going to talk about this year. Obviously, elections. Maybe we'll talk about China. Maybe we'll talk about AI. Maybe something a little lighter, Israel-Palestine. Who knows?
Comedian Jon Stewart returned to the show Monday night as a guest host, where he will remain on a weekly basis throughout the year. The Daily Show is using guest hosts while it searches for the next permanent host since Trevor Noah's departure back in 2022. The NFL considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had nothing but praise for Las Vegas on Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime during the first ever Super Bowl that was held in Sin City on Sunday. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners anonymously wants me to expand on what you would do with the troubled kid. Apparently, they have a niece or nephew, and the family just doesn't know what to do with them. They're selling drugs. They're into drugs. They're just, what do you do? Not easy. Not easy. Is it the drugs that are making them do things and not, you know, stick to a school schedule or a work schedule? Or is it that they're using the drugs to medicate because they suffer from a condition that is, you know, causing them to reject some of the quote-unquote societal norms that are expected of these kids? So when, I'm not a psychologist, but I've had a lot of psychology training as a family doctor and in my medical school. And so one thing that specialists will do, one is they'll try to kind of figure out what exactly is going on. Is it borderline personality? Is it antisocial personality? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? You know, is it gender dysphoria? Is it, you know, what could be a driving issue? One thing that I would do with many patients is figure out, especially with a kid, what are they like? We understand they hate school. They hate chores. They hate the parents. They hate the siblings. They hate other kids. Okay. You hate everybody? Or is there one kid you tolerate or like? Oh, I like so-and-so. So-and-so's cool. Okay. Why is that person cool? They don't make fun of me. They don't hurt me. They don't lie to me. They support me. Okay, so you want to kind of dive into what exactly is it that they like and why they like it. What about family members? Okay, you hate your parents. A lot of people hate their parents. Teenagers go through that. All right. Is there somebody in the family you do like? Nah, I don't like anybody in my family. I don't like my grandparents. I don't like what about like an uncle? Or is there a cousin? Of everybody in your family, who do you dislike the least? Oh, I like my aunt. My aunt's cool, I guess. All right, now why is she cool? Well, because she's not on my ass. She's not always on me to do something. Do you feel like you could talk to her? If you wanted to talk to anybody in the family who would listen, do you think she would listen? Maybe. But now I don't want her talking to my parents. What if we arrange that? You know, so you see where we're going. Oftentimes, there's somebody that the person can tolerate. We have in our extended family a child, and the child kind of just went off the face of the earth, no way to reach out to him. But I heard a few years ago he did try and reach out to one of our family members. It was an interesting choice. My guess is because that's the only number they had. Because I'm one of the easiest people to talk to, and there was some family drama, and because of what happened in our childhood, anybody associated with my parents, the family members, because I take care of my mom, the family members just don't want my mom involved, and so there was that, and so because I live near my mom, they wanted to be away from my mom as much as possible, which means being away from me. Long story, but a lot of families have their dysfunctionality, and boy is my family dysfunctional. But I'm blessed, I'm here, I'm alive, but yeah. And so when I saw that this one child of our extended family reached out to somebody, it showed that everybody just wrote this person off, but it meant this person did want a relationship, did want help, did want to talk to somebody. And, when you get the family together, even if it's extended family, and you tell them that something's going on, usually there's somebody that wants to help. And also there might be some ideas that they have. It might even involve having that person live with that person temporarily. Now, that's a lot to ask, and sometimes the troubled behavior could still happen, which is why we really need a diagnosis, and we really need to understand if this is a pattern of behavior or an addiction or a, self-sabotage sort of behavior or a, you also want to make sure that nobody's in danger, because some of these children, could be a danger to themselves or a danger to others. But sometimes you're just misunderstood. And so, schools have been, saying, well, a lot of these children, it's because they're gay or they're LGBTQAI+ or they're transgender. I mean, maybe some, but I don't think all problem children are because they're on the spectrum of LGBTQAI+. No, but I do get that there are some children that feel like they can't be themselves, so they don't get along with their parents and they, but, it's usually something. It could be anything. It could be, they don't like their stepdad. They don't like their stepmom. It could be the beatings. It could be the favoritism towards somebody else. It could be something that happened in their past. It could be they overheard something. It could be that they have mental illness. And so it's very challenging. And as I've told you, I see families struggle where they just increase the beatings. Or they just increase their, I was a pretty good student. Now, I did what I was told. I didn't need to be belted, but they did. You know, and then, you know, sometimes you just have wacky parents, and the kids are just trying to get away from those parents, which is why you do need to have, you do need to have a family support system. But when a child thinks there's no place to go, they're going to, because kids are smart, they're going to find a place to go. If they feel that they have no place to go, they might be suicidal. But they might fall into the arms of a gang or fall into the arms of a trafficker. Will be your family. Now, like with any family, everybody has to pay their dues. And some people may then fall into that trap. I've always looked for family. And I fall into that trap all the time. Somebody acts like they care, so I'm like, oh, good, finally somebody cares about me. And then I get bit. And it's troubling. It's really troubling because there are some kids that have every right to be ticked off at their living arrangements and their family, but then you have others where the parents, they just don't know what to do. They've tried everything. They've tried time out. They've tried spankings. They've tried incentives, which is why, you know, get psychologists and psychiatrists involved. You know, sometimes it is chemical. Sometimes it is hormonal. But when you have a kid that rejects school and doesn't like school. See, I remember, you know, some of my siblings getting, you know, belted because they didn't do well in their studies. Well, that was ridiculous. What if they're dyslexic? What if studying isn't for them? What if that subject isn't for them? Find a subject that is for them. You know, not everybody is going to be a college graduate. Not everybody's going to be a plumber. Not everybody's going to be an electrician. But I notice that many individuals have something they're really good at. So then let's foster it. Let's embrace it. I mean, hopefully it's something safe and ethical and legal. But, you know, you have some people that are artists or they want to write books. Well, then fine. Put it in a book. You know, we still have to get you to pass math, but you could go back to your book. You could go back to your art. Sometimes these kids want an identity. And rather than them failing math or failing science, they're an artist. Oh, is that the worst thing, to let them have an identity? Still, artists need to know math, need to know reading and writing and science. But, you know, so sometimes it just takes some time, takes a lot of work to figure out what makes that kid tick and then allow them to evolve, nurture it, and see if maybe they could become successful. If a kid finds success, that might help them overcome their failures. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago, after my son was born in the early 2000s, one of my friends said, Dahlia, come with me and my husband and my son on a cruise. We're going. I need a girlfriend with me. My husband drives her crazy. Come with me. We're going to Cabo on a Carnival cruise. And I hadn't had a vacation since residency, and I had given birth. My baby was still young, but I wasn't breastfeeding anymore. I think he was one at the time. And I'm like, you know, I want to go with you so badly, but I'm just not ready to leave my son. You know, not to go out of the country. You go. You go. Well, apparently she never came back. She got off the Carnival cruise ship while her husband and son slept. She just went shopping because you, when you go to port, you can go in and out of the, you know, off the ship. You go shopping nearby, very Americanized down there, or very touristy. And apparently she was abducted and killed, from what we understand. And so that always scared me. You know, and that, you know, going alone, just getting off a cruise ship, doing your thing. We think we're safe. You know, and she was Mexican-American, so she knew the language, and she, but unfortunately, people saw her alone, and they got her. Well, we're being told that there are two women, two moms from Kentucky, who took a Carnival cruise to the Bahamas. And they say they were drugged and raped. And that they were on a four-day Carnival cruise, and this happened on their final day. And that the Carnival cruise is responsible. It didn't happen on the cruise ship, but it happened on the island they went to. Gyla Dobson and Amber Scherer, both 31 years old, said they were attacked by uniformed staff at Pirates Cove Beach Resort on Grand Bahama on an excursion that was recommended by Carnival Cruises. Two men were arrested after police saw a surveillance video showing the women being led away, and the resort said that they have fired the two men. But the cruise company says that the women did... They say the women made their own way to the beach and the resort, and that they said the women's accounts do not match the surveillance footage. Upon further review of the surveillance videos, the allegations made on site and in subsequent social media posts and news stories conflict with what the timestamp surveillance videos show. That's according to the Pirates Cove Beach Resort. They say, while there is an active police investigation into these serious allegations, we have terminated the employment of the two accused, as the behavior seen on tape by management dictates that, at minimum, they violated our zero-tolerance policy. But Carnival says, look, the two women were not on the excursion. There's a $57 excursion to the beach, which they offered to passengers docking at Freeport. Now, the company's website sells trips to passengers who dock at the islands, promising a true Bahamian relaxation, but they said that the pair did their own shore excursion. They were driven away from the boat alongside other passengers, and then they reported to the police that they were assaulted on a local beach. Our onboard care team provided support as they sailed back to Jacksonville, and the police are investigating, but this obviously starts to make you go, okay, what's going on? Now, one concern that the women had is that they weren't told that the Bahamas had a high travel advisory from, in terms of safety, from the United States. And that Carnival should have, you know, that Carnival should have warned them. So we have a little bit more detail here. This is being reported by Daily Mail. That when they arrived to, let's say, that Pirate's Cove, they were approached by two men who they thought were resort hospitality, offering them drinks. And you know how when you go to these places, somebody, you know, will give you, you know, they'll have drinks ready for you. So you think all inclusive, fine. So they thought the drinks were strong. But, quote unquote, Dungaila and I are gastric sleeve patients, so we really don't drink much. Less than a few sips into the second drink, they knew something was wrong. They said, we have videos taken on our phones 15 minutes between when we first go and drink and 15 minutes later, and our family and friends are messaging us concerned about, you know, where are you? You only had one drink, and asking if they were okay. The men then told the women they could help them find shells for their kids back home, led them away. They said, we kind of at this point were feeling a little bit, so we wanted to get out of the ocean. We're going to look for seashells for our kids. They said the guy, the staff worker that was there, said, I know where tons of these are. She said the man who raped me was the one who directed us as to where to go to collect the shells. I remember waking up and being pushed down, woke up in the resort bathroom. There were people all around, and I just felt dirtiness on my legs, and I knew what happened. They told us we had been throwing up, which is a good thing, that the drugs could have killed us. Then you'd think, well, there would be a rape kit. I don't think they were offered a rape kit. Bahamian police showed up refusing to give them rape kits. We were forced to show where our rapes took place and to face the men who raped us. And they said that they weren't allowed to get the exam. And, you know, they were also told they had to go to the bathroom, forced to urinate, and wipe away the evidence. And then they had us change out of their swimsuits into swimsuit covers. They told us if we wanted any justice, any rape kits, we would have to go to the Bahamian hospital. But the U.S. Embassy, they said, had refused to help, and they would be on our own. So I don't know much about what's happening here. It's just sad. It's sad that anything like this could happen. I understand that, you know, there's now a lot of finger pointing and people are going to try to defend themselves. But, you know, I think a lot of us, we have our guard down when we go on trips and we go overseas. See, for me, after what happened to my friend, I'm always expecting, you know, look, somebody could be watching. One of my patients, his watch got stolen. It was, he got off the boat. Somebody banged into him. Somebody else. It was almost like there's, you know, there's actual, you know, it's not just in the movies. There's actual strategies that take place too. You know, luckily my watch is only my Apple Watch, so who cares if somebody steals it? But, you know, there's sometimes coordinated efforts. And, you know, in America, if somebody offered you a drink, right, in the middle of a sidewalk or in the middle of it, you'd say no thank you. But you go to a resort, and then you go to a resort town, you get off, you know, and I'm not saying this is not their fault. You know, this, but, you know, I see this time and time again where people don't keep up their guard. And they think, look, I saw this in the movies. I saw this on TV. I saw this, you know, that's what you do. You just take things from other people. That's what people do. That's what they do here. Read up on it. Double check. Look at travel advisories. And understand that many people overseas are victims. We hear this time and time again. People being killed, abducted. You know, so many times people go and get drunk. They do spring break. So they go and hit Mexico or the Caribbean. You don't think criminals are going to take advantage of that? And sadly, we've seen predators. We've seen things happen where people don't return. Thank God for them. They returned. Now, I think their toxicology tests showed cocaine, opiates, benzos. You know, I don't know what could have been on, you know, that they could have taken on their own versus what could have been drugged into them. But don't accept any drink that's not yours. Don't. I mean, I trust Carnival Cruise, but going off these ships, you've got to be careful. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.